could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalen Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions, your behavior questions, your comments, and your stories at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the phone with us. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Weeks.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. Guaranteed to take out those odors, like pet odors, urine, feces, vomit, garbage, mold, the list goes on. And it doesn't mask it, it eliminates it. SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E number 10X.com. Also, Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats that your dog will love. Put the word pets in the promo box and get 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. And come aboard, guys. Come with me to Italy, September 30th. You got to sign up. And you can go through Colette Tours. They take care of everything. 800-581-8942. The booking number is 1382-009. If you don't remember the number, go to talkinpets.com. No G in the talkin', and it's right there on the homepage. This is Talkin' Pets. So this is the music from the movie Project Hail Mary. I'll tell you about that in just a second. But there's some good movies out there, so you definitely want to check it out. And, Jilly, have you seen any movies lately?
No, darling. The last one I saw was coming back from my big Florida extravaganza when I got to be live in the studio again. And I saw... Fire, the new Avatar.
That's right. Fire and Ash.
Ash. I always try to say ice. It's Ash. And so, of course, I loved it. And I was going to take one of my friends. It was her birthday last week. I was going to take her to a big theater in Bristol, which is an hour away from me. And they're not showing it here anymore because it's not a big enough town.
Well, that's what happens when you move to the small little towns. The dust bowls, you know. Nobody around.
That's true.
Anyway, but if you are going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last week were...
Friday, otherwise known as my day. Had a tough week.
Coliseum. Stadium seating like I'm at the Coliseum. Are you not entertained? What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee for the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky. What the heck? Stuck in this hall of sadness, my shoes are all tacked. Always make it to my seat, move time is fair. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to stay.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, you may want to consider looking at Hoppers. I want to see it so badly, and I have not screened it. Animals galore in the movie.
An H or a P? Did you say Hoppers or Poppers?
Hoppers.
Hoppers.
With an H.
Okay.
So, $29 million it made last weekend for a total of 2 weeks, $108 million. It's actually showing quite well. So Hoppers is number one out there at the box office. Number two, Reminders of Him. I have to say, there's been a couple of films by this, stories, basically, the books.
Yeah.
And I thought they were like so-so, kind of like Hallmark movies. This one was above a Hallmark movie. I actually liked it. It grossed $18 million on the weekend and made $28 million to put it at number two. In 1 week, it made $28 million, which is pretty good. And the guy that played in the movie Him, about the football player, is the one who is the love interest in this one. And I enjoyed it. Actually, I thought it was pretty good. So you might want to check it out. No animals in this movie, though. I don't know why these people don't have a dog or a cat. What about a hamster? Goldfish? Something. Come on, movie directors. Undertone, I have no idea what it is, but it made $13 million for number three in its opening week, $13 million. Scream 7, still holding on well. Actually, it's at 3 weeks, made $112 million. It made 8.5 last weekend. I watched it twice. I like it. It's for Scream 7. It's a well-done, you know, of the franchise. It's pretty good. No animals in that one either. Now, see, if these people had a dog, they would know that somebody was hiding in the house.
I liked the first few that they, you know.
But, it's a good franchise.
I mean, really? 7? Come on. That's yeah. Like Saw. I mean, really? No, do you need 5 or 6? Really?
It's good, though. They did a good one on this one. But rounding off the top 5 is Goat, which is another animal movie. Of course, animals throughout the film.
That.
It's animated. Made 4.7 last weekend for a total of 5 weeks, $95 million. Not doing as well as I thought it would do, but considering that Hopper has actually already surpassed it, kind of interesting. And Hoppers is only 2 weeks out there, and Goat 5 weeks out. But I did screen, as you heard the music, two movies. One was Project Hail Mary from MGM, Ryan Gosling. Ladies, yes, he's easy on the eyes. I'll even say that. He's very easy on the eyes. He's a good-looking dude. But the thing is that he holds the movie. I liked it. I gave it 3 out of 4. A lot of people, Rotten Tomatoes, I think, gave it 98%. But there were some things that I thought were a little off with the film. But overall, it's a good movie. And it's definitely worth seeing. Number two was the Reminders of Him that I told you about from Universal Pictures. That's another one I gave 3 out of 4 on that one, too, which is a high mark for me on that one, that film, because I didn't rank the other ones in this book series, you might say, as high. But if you want to read my reviews, you can go to talkinpets.com, T-A-L-K-I-N, pets.com, please do. Or else you can see them on our social media, Facebook, at Talkin' Pets Radio. And join our family there, at Talkin' Pets Radio. Don't forget, you can listen also, #250 on your smartphone. You can go to Alexa and go CRN4, tune in. And you can also listen at talkinpets.com. But you can watch us right now at Talkin' Pets Radio on our Facebook Live. And you can talk to us on there as well, because I know some people are afraid to come on the radio. Why? I have no idea. But I do want to give out a big, big hug and a thank you to Gina out there and the gang, the staff at KHNR AM 690 and 94.3 in Honolulu, Hawaii. So they have joined on to the family of Talkin' Pets. Thank you, Gina. And so we'd like to hear from you guys out there in Hawaii. But as always, thanks for tuning in to Talkin' Pets. And we want to talk with you. So write this number down and keep it for the weekend. Same pet time, same pet channel. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That's the number. We are open to your training questions and your behavior questions. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leach.
And this is Talkin' Pets. And this is one of the songs from the movie Reminders of Him.
'Cause hope is a road you can take when the old one ends. Means you can start again. And love is the light coming over the hill. When I look in her eyes, yes, you are here. If there's a mountain, it's time for a life.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. As a trusted leader in bathroom renovation, Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. Get half off installation or 18 months with no interest and no payments. Whether it's tub replacement, a shower replacement, or a tub-to-shower conversion, Bath Planet makes your custom bath fast, easy, and affordable. Here's how it works. 1. Call to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation. 2. Our design experts come to you with real samples to customize your dream bath. 3. Our certified installers complete the transformation in as little as one day. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-716-3969. That's 800-716-3969. 800-716-3969 now, before the offer ends.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to kahanapaliresort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kaanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to kaanapaliresort.com. That's kaanapaliresort.com. The Kaanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
A massive glacier in Antarctica, often called the Doomsday Glacier, is raising new concerns, not just for humans, but for wildlife that depends on the frozen ecosystem. Thwaites Glacier is one of the fastest melting glaciers on Earth and already contributes about 4% of global sea level rise each year. Scientists warn that if it collapses, oceans could rise more than 2 feet, dramatically reshaping coastlines around the world. But beyond rising seas, the melting ice is disrupting fragile habitats for Antarctic animals like penguins, seals, and krill, tiny creatures that form the foundation of the entire Southern Ocean food chain. Warmer waters beneath the ice are accelerating the melt, threatening breeding grounds and feeding patterns for these species. Now, an international team of scientists is proposing a bold idea, building a massive underwater barrier to block warm ocean currents and slow the damage. At the same time, researchers are drilling deep into the glacier to better understand how quickly it's changing, sending back real-time data for nearly a kilometer below the surface. Experts say what happens here won't just affect Antarctica. It could impact wildlife ecosystems across the globe. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
When trouble's up ahead and there ain't nothing left but gut instinct to get you out alive. No time for second guessing, ain't even a question.
And once again, you're listening to Talking Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. We're going to go out to Herb and in Oregon. Hey, Herb, how you doing?
Pretty good. Medford, Oregon.
Medford.
Nice spot.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
We've got an old cat, 15, 16 years old,
and he's got
arthritis, so we try to give medication. Right now, the vet recommended Cosequin. C-O-S-E-Q-U-I.
Cosequin is good.
He hates the smell and the taste. I mean, he won't eat his food at all when we put it in there. Is there anything else or anything we can add to it? Because he just doesn't eat it.
There's a product we used to have on called Lick and Lap. It's a creamy paste that you can squeeze onto the food with it. And that should hopefully take away some of the smell, but I have not seen a cat that won't devour this product. So I would imagine if you put that over, I've had to do that with one cat where they were so finicky about the food, and then I put that on there and the food was gone.
I think you can get it at Walmart too, can't you?
I think it's at Walmart, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call it again? Lick and?
Lick and Lap.
Lick and Lap.
It's by Vitacraft. But the Cosequin is good. Glucosamine is always good if a cat has like arthritis or a dog. There's been some controversial, I've heard, you know, off the record a little bit, where some people are saying that, you know, glucosamine doesn't work as well as everybody says it does. But I have not seen, other than that one report, I have not seen any other reports saying anything different yet. And I highly recommend it, and I've given it to my pets. And Jilly, I'm sure you've probably given it to your Rottweilers.
He's on it. He's been on it his whole life.
We'll check into that Lick and Lap.
Yeah, try putting it on there. That'll make a difference because, I mean, they smell so well. They can tell if you put something new in their water or in their food. But if you hide it up, mix it in with some of that stuff, if your cat doesn't devour it, I'd be shocked.
Are you grinding it really finely, or are you just breaking it up? Because if you put it in a coffee grinder, or if you have a mortar and pestle and you grind it really fine for the amount that the cat's supposed to have, and whether you have the Lick and Lap or if you are giving them wet food because they just won't eat anything else, just get a really good stinky cat food and mix it in there. That might help.
Okay.
That's pretty much any cat food.
It's a capsule, and we open it up, you know, and sprinkle it around. And it's pretty fine powder stuff.
Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, but try that. Try the licking lap. And they might be coming back onto the show. They used to be part of the show. I hope they do come back because I love the product and so do my cats. But it's a good product. I've used it before to try to get my cat to eat their food, and it worked really well.
Yeah.
Okay, well, he eats it if there's nothing in there. But once we add this stuff, you know.
Right. They know. They definitely know.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah. All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Herb. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
That's Herb out there and his cat, and I'm a cat daddy as well, but Herb's in
Oregon. That's so funny. I was going to say lick and lap the exact same time you said lick and lap.
Yeah, no, it's a great product.
It's a great product.
Anyway, but on this note...
Let the games begin!
So, if you can name what creature makes this sound, we're going to set you up. You can go with a bottle of SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. It is awesome. You can go with that. You can go with the Good Pets Foods, and these are treat supplements for your dogs. The Hip and Joint Plus you'll get to try, the Daily Probiotic, and the Daily Multivitamin. We do have the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, but I'm out of the pet ones. But we got a brand new one just this week called Being Grandma. So if there's any grandmas out there, this is the book for you. We got the CD from Gina Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a reptile music CD. I've also got from Silly Beads by Kayla. We do have the Starbucks handle. We have the Kansas City Ink Pen, if you're a Chiefs fan. Or we have the Best Is Yet to Come badge holder, if you're going to a convention anytime soon. And we have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. And I still have two 2026 calendars. One's on tiny hippos, the other one's on frogs. So if you want one of those, you can go with it. So, this is the sound. Devin, stop playing the drumsticks.
That's the thing from Quiet Place, right?
It does kind of sound.
Yeah, right.
Maybe they use this. I will say, let me give you a hint. They are birds. They're known for their longevity, with some individuals living up to 35 years. So, and we know it's a bird. So, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. If you think you know what it is, 818-818-6401. It was in a cartoon, actually, this bird. And there's a myth about it amongst...
many myths, if I'm thinking correctly.
Well, I won't give too much for him. See if somebody can get it. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We want to talk to you. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leach.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm the one who never hurt you. Maybe that's because I love you.
Don't be afraid. Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509, 800-640-9509, 800-640-9509. Call right now, 800-640-9509.
Hi friends, John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com.
If you struggle to keep up with conversations, if you have trouble hearing the TV or radio or in restaurants, Audion Hearing Aids wants you to hear better, because when you hear better, you're going to feel better. There are over 500,000 very happy Audion hearing aid customers. They're happy because they now live a better life. And they live a better life because they hear better. And they hear better because they purchased a full pair of Audion Atom 2s for only $189. Audion was rated in the best OTC hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today. You trust USA Today, so you can trust Audion. The Atom 2 is so tiny, nearly invisible, but they've got great sound quality. And did we mention only $189 for a full pair? Shipping is free, and you get a 45-day money-back guarantee. So easy to order. Call Audion. Call 1-800-713-8607. 1-800-713-8607. 1-800-713-8607.
Out of Greensburg, Pennsylvania, a man is facing animal cruelty charges thanks to an astute bartender who reached out to the police after seeing an injured parakeet in Callahan's Bar on South Main Street. According to sources, a man at the bar had an injured parakeet and was bragging to other people at the bar about giving the bird beer and marijuana. Stupid. As reported by WTAE News, the bartender reported the concerning situation to the authorities. Thank you. While the man, identified as 40-year-old Timothy Grace, was still at the bar. The caller is the bartender. The dispatcher told officers, she says there's a white male at the bar with a parakeet. The bird has a broken foot, and he's telling everybody at the bar that he feeds it marijuana and makes it drink beer. Currently, the bird is in his pocket. She's concerned for its welfare. According to the New York Post, Grace was extremely intoxicated when the police arrived. Now, his bird, Blue Skies, was in distress and appeared to have a broken leg, with one foot facing the wrong direction. The parakeet was taken to Pearl Parrot Rescue, which rushed him to an emergency veterinarian. The bird was hospitalized for 4 days before going to a foster home. Blue Skies had to be put on antibiotics, and his broken leg was put into a splint. He is suffering breathing issues and is underweight. Terry Grinzinski, who is fostering Blue Sky, said, "When we got that call, it was horrifying. Why would you do that to a bird?" I'm John Patch.
Blue Sky, smiling at me, nothing but blue skies. And do I see?
French Bulldog continues to warm hearts in the United States. The American Kennel Club, known as the AKC, a not-for-profit organization that is the world's largest registry for purebred and mixed-breed dogs, and a leading voice for canine welfare and responsible ownership, announced this morning that the beloved French Bulldog is America's most popular breed for the fourth year in a row. While they are playful and adaptable, French Bulldogs' popularity has cemented itself in the U.S., but the iconic Duchonne, or known to Americans as a Dachshund, has shaken up the rankings, landing at number 5 for the first time since 2003. In its wake, the poodle drops down to 6th place. The poodle has been holding steady at number 5 from 2021 to 2024. While the French Bulldog is a wonderful companion for many, it is not one size fits all. Popularity does not mean it's right for everyone. Another breed to watch this year is the curious Spunky Dachshund. The breed is hovered in the top 10 most popular breeds for many years, and it is no surprise that it is back at the top 5. Dachshunds are very intelligent, excellent problem solvers, and adorable. As with any breed, we can't stress enough the importance of doing your research to find the right breed for your lifestyle and to ensure that you're getting a well-bred dog from a responsible breeder. Additionally, the Cane Corso continues to skyrocket in popularity. Other movers and shakers in 2025 include the Great Pyrenees, the Greater Swiss Mountain Dog, the Coton Tuteleur, the Lhasa Apso, the American Hairless Terrier, and the Neapolitan Mastiff. Making strides over the past decade are the English Cocker Spaniel, rising from number 62 up to 35, and the Russell Terrier, rising from 108 to number 60, and the Boykin Spaniel, rising from 111 to number 64 in 2025. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
He's got a face that's wrinkled like the moon. Snorts and snores like a cartoon. With ears that stand up like a tune. My French bulldog, my sweet monsoon. Oh, my French bulldog, you're my friend. Together we'll always transcend. In your eyes I find the end. And the start of every trend. You waddle like you own the street. Short and stout, but oh so sweet. In your presence I find my beat. You make my heart skip and repeat with every bark and every.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We're going to go out to Virginia, WSVA, and we're going to speak with Dina. Hi, Dina. How you doing?
Good. How are you all?
I'm doing good, and good to hear from you again. And how's your weather up there in Virginia?
Today it's great, and tomorrow's supposed to be 85.
Oh, wow. You know, it's really strange. Like the West Coast, did you see that? They were in the hundreds. And
yeah,
my friend lives out in Palm Springs. He said it was 108 degrees.
That's too early. Just
yeah,
crazy.
Way too early. Kind of scary in a way, actually. But, you know, I don't know. Believe it or not, there is climate change. So I think you're going to take a guess at this bird.
I'm probably going to be wrong, but I'm going to say a toucan.
You think that it is a toucan?
Shall we play a game?
We tried, and Dina lost. Sorry, Dina.
I'm sorry. That's great, though.
Well, you could try again on another one. But thanks for calling, though. Thanks, Dina.
You have a great evening.
You too. Enjoy the weather. That's Dina up there in Virginia. It was wrong. And again, the bird sounds like this. Think, I'm going to give a big hint here. Think babies. What bird is it? Think babies. Like, wah, wah, that kind of baby, you know. So, think babies. So, you know, as I did at the beginning of the hour, I announced that we have a new members to the family, Gina and the gang out there in Hawaii, KHNR and AM 690 and 94.3. And I wanted to put this out there because it's timely, and especially because of what's going on in Hawaii right now. But severe flooding across Hawaii is not only impacting residents, excuse me, it's also putting pets and wildlife in danger. Now, historic rainfall on the island of Oahu has caused widespread flooding, forcing more than 5,500 people to evacuate their homes. As families rushed to safety, many were faced with the challenge of evacuating their pets. Animal rescue teams have already assisted in evacuations, helping transport pets to safety alongside their owners. Now, experts say disasters like this highlight the importance of having a pet evacuation plan, including carriers, food, and identification ready at all times. Floodwaters are also disrupting local wildlife, washing away habitats and forcing animals into unfamiliar and often dangerous areas. Officials are especially concerned about the potential failure of an aging dam, which could worsen flooding and further threaten people and animals. While no fatalities have been reported, as of we know, authorities warn that more rain is expected and preparedness remains critical. Now, when disaster strikes, having a plan for your pets can make all the difference. First, never leave your pets behind. It's not safe for you. It's not safe for them. Every pet owner should prepare an emergency kit. This should include at least 3 days' worth of food and water, medications, bowls, a leash or carrier, waste bags, and a familiar item like a blanket or toy to reduce stress. And that's not just from the flooding and everything. There's a lot going on out there right now, and you want to make sure that you're prepared to take your pets with you and carry everything that you want to have with you for an emergency. So make sure your pet has proper identification at all times. If you can do a microchip, that would be great. But including a collar with tags, that also would help. It's also important to know ahead of time where to go, because not all shelters accept pets. So research pet-friendly hotels or evacuation centers in advance. Keep recent photos of your pet on your phone in case you become separated. And finally, practice your plan. A quick, calm evacuation is much easier when both you and your pet know what to expect. Preparation today can save your pet's life tomorrow. So we wish everybody out there in Oahu the best, out in Hawaii and the islands there with the rain that's going on. Hope everything turns out well for you guys. And thanks for joining on to the program, KHNR. But Jilly, back to the story that you read about the dogs.
You know,
the French Bulldog, once again, another year goes by that this dog is number one.
And it's great, except that there's a lot of people buying them just to breed them, and they're not breeding them properly. So if you do want a French Bulldog, be prepared to pay through the nose for it. I'm not talking like $1,100, $1,200. I'm talking about $5,000, $6,000, maybe $10,000 to get a really good dog. And that is preposterous. But
yeah,
that's
no.
what's happening. That's what's happening now. I mean, even with my breed, Rottweilers, I mean, to get a really good Rottweiler, you start at $5,000.
Well, they're on the list. They're number eight.
Yep.
And they
yep.
remained the same in popularity.
Yep.
But the thing is that there's so many dogs in shelters and rescues that need a home.
Yes.
And every time you buy from a breeder, and I'm not knocking breeders, there's some really good breeders out there. But then there's some really bad ones. But
yes,
there's a lot of pets that are in, you know, shelters that need a good home. So
and
just think about the life that you're saving.
People need to know that every purebred, I swear, I've seen them. There are rescues for them, too, because people get them and it's not the dog for them. But they're lucky enough to end up either in a non-kill or they end up at that specific breed rescue in that state. You can register for free at rescueme.org. You can put in what breed you're looking for. They will send you emails whether you want them once a week, once a month, once every 4 months. It's a free service. And you can find your dog that you want without having to go to a breeder. And you can also call your local shelters and you can get there. You can say, I really want to adopt. If you have, this is my name. You know, they'll put you on a list because you're not the only one doing it. But you say, I'm really looking for a well-bred German Shepherd or a French Bulldog or, a Great Dane. And they will call you when one gets surrendered and you will have first pick of going to adopt it.
So the top 10, just so before we go out here for the break, French Bulldog, number one this year. Number two, Labrador Retriever. Number three, the Golden Retriever. Number four, the German Shepherd. Number five, the Dachshund. Number six, the Poodle. Number seven, the Beagle. Yay, Beagle. Number eight, the Rottweiler. Number nine, the German Short-Haired Pointer. And number 10, the Bulldog. Those are your top 10 breeds as of actually 2025 last year. So we'll see what it is in 2026 around the corner. So the Animal Sound is still out there. Give us a call, 818-818-6401.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
What's better than a great conversation? How about a great conversation paired with unforgettable cheese? At Harmony Cheese, we don't just bake cheese, we craft moments. Wisconsin-made, rich, creamy, bursting with flavor. Our cheeses turn any gathering into a celebration. Whether it's our fan favorite cheddar or our bold new six pepper cheese, every bite is a harmony of taste and tradition. And now, CRN Talk listeners get an exclusive treat, 10% off your first order at harmonycheese.com with the code CRN Talk. That's CRN Talk. Don't wait. Stock your fridge. Impress your friends. Just treat yourself. Our new gift boxes are the perfect way to say I care without saying a word. Wrapped, ready, and guaranteed to wow. HarmonyCheese.com. Taste the conversation, share the love. That's HarmonyCheese.com. Say CRN Talk.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-218-4909. 800-218-4909. 800-218-4909. Again, that's 800-218-4909.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE 10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Joshua Nolan was arrested this month for allegedly using his personal pistol with a silencer to euthanize shelter dogs at the Silsby Animal Control. Nolan was an animal control officer when he allegedly used a .22 caliber pistol to put down multiple dogs. The now former animal control officer was arrested on charge of improper methods of euthanasia. Nolan was released after posting bond. Nolan was arrested after a local rescuer found the bodies of multiple deceased dogs in the area. Around the animal shelter facility, Michelle Lander, who runs the Angels to the Rescue, tells the news agency, "I was walking the dogs. I let them play in the creek right there, and we came up to a dead floating dog," adding, "I seen six or seven dogs right here at the ditch or the bank. They still had fur, meat on them, and collars." Nolan was removed from position, and the remaining dogs at the Silsby Animal Control Facility were transferred to Vidor Animal Control. Check out www.animalvictory.org to sign petitions for animal abuse. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Devin Leach.
Out to John in Washington. John thinks that he knows what this is, and I'm going to give a little bit of a hint. Think. That might give you a clue. What do you think, John?
Hopefully known for delivering babies, and that's a stork.
Wow, I would say that you're right. Congratulations.
Right.
Was the baby that
Thank
gave it
you.
Away, or did you know that was a stork sound?
No, I've never heard a stork. It was definitely the baby that gave it away.
Yeah, no, I would have been the same way. I would have been like, I know what it is now. But no, that was
yeah.
a new one for me as well. But
yeah,
always
I know what
something.
It is now, too.
Well, that's cool. What do you want to go with? We have the SCOE 10X, which is... Eliminator. We have the dog treats, supplement treats from Good Pets Foods. I've got books. I've got the collapsible water bowl that you could take with you anywhere. I've got some silly beat stuff. I've got the Kansas City, if you like Kansas City Chiefs. We've got the ink pen. We've got the best is yet to come badge holder. I still have two calendars. I didn't give them away. They're for 2026. We're already in March.
And man, it's a toss-up between that cheese and the dog treats. So I'll think of my pet first. So I'll go with dog treats.
You got them coming out to you from Good Pets Foods. So we'll ship them to you. So talk to Sydney. She'll get your address there in Washington, and we'll ship them out to you.
Thank you very much, and I enjoy listening to your show every week.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that.
Awesome.
Check is in the mail. That's John out there in Washington. And, yes, it was the stork. That's kind of like, you know, I've learned noises myself just doing this. I think if I was a baby, I'd be afraid of that. I'd be like, what is that noise? But what Devin was talking about with that story, shooting the dogs and everything, I mean, you know, thank God that, you know, in this day and age, we've learned something that people go to jail for it. They get fines for it. But, you know, in years past, there was nothing. If, you know, it was an animal, and nothing was done to the person that did it. But you got to always remember, like we say, your serial killers that are out there, and they're still out
yes.
there. They were animal abusers, and what turned them to humans is they got bored on abusing animals. So then they started doing it to people. Ted Bundy, Son of Sam, Jeffrey Dahmer, all animal abusers. So you got to remember that. So if you see animal abuse, report it.
Well, you know? Can I say something too, John? Aren't there regulations usually with dogs who are euthanized? You know, I'm going to talk anyway. Usually when they're euthanized, aren't they cremated for sanitation reasons? And that idiot who makes him even twice as dumb as he already is, in other words I can't use on the radio, but he just dumped him outside?
Yeah.
He was asking to get caught.
Yeah, and he dumped him at a water source. Which
so stupid.
We did a story one time where it was a different country, and they had to kill all of the minks that they were keeping. There was some kind of disease that got in, so I forget what it was, what happened, but they buried them on a hillside. And what do you think was at the bottom of that hillside?
Oh, my goodness.
It was their water source. So why would you bury all these bodies of animals? There was like thousands of them.
Oh, my
goodness. You know, I don't know. Humans are supposed to be high on the food chain, or they're high in the intelligence chain, and I tend to think that we're not. Especially what's going on in the world. So, it's scary. I always look to animals for enjoyment and for the love, the unconditional love and the cuddles that we get. You can't beat it. I mean, there's nothing like having a pet in your life. So if you don't have one, I highly recommend you get it. And always remember, too, that pets are not throwaways. You can't get it for a month or two and then all of a sudden decide you don't like it or it's too much trouble. I mean, it's like you're having a child. If you're going to go out and adopt a pet, then you want to keep that pet for the rest of its life. So,
hear, hear.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of people don't do that. As many times as we can say it, a lot of people still, you know, they still think it's like a give, like a lemon. You know, the car don't work, I'm giving the car back. Well, it's like, oh, this pet peed on my rug, so they're going to return it. You know, get some Scully
Tenex. If you love your pet that much, be sure to make arrangements for it too. If nobody else can take care of it and something happens to you, make it part of your last will and testament. Make arrangements for the dog so the dog doesn't end up suffering. Or cats.
Yeah, well, I hope you like a bunch of cats and birds and chickens, because they're all coming to your house in Tennessee when I pass away. Enjoy. Anyway, on that note, Jilly's right. Make sure that you leave them in your will or whatever to make sure they're cared for. So spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. And if you are going to get a pet, go to your local shelter or rescue and get one there. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leach.
And welcome aboard KHNR in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Woohoo! Bye, y'all.
On Talking Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.